This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I was thinking about how you impress people. You generally, but then thinking more about Jennifer and Victoria and how they look so great. You know, you get a picture of somebody in your mind. You listen to what they sound like, and then you see them and, she doesn't look anything like that. At least, I didn't think she would look like that. She looked like that. And then other people say, wow, look at that. It's the business about radio and how you use your imagination. And then sometimes, but I will tell you that when you see a picture of them, and maybe this is true of you as well, the picture never is as good as actually somebody looks in person. You ever notice that? Even if it's a great picture, it's even...
I've noticed in this day and age, sometimes the picture looks a lot better than the people...
Well, exactly. No, I'm talking about the touch.
A lot of filters,
ones.
You know.
Yeah. No. I think...
Dating profiles. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Okay, well, I just thought... In my mind, the two of you, and I have the same thought about my children. They always look better. Maybe it's just because I'd like to see them in person. It's a neat thing. Lately, we've been having a lot of our meetings using Zoom. And I see Jennifer and Victoria more. Victoria has been, I don't know why, Jennifer hasn't been on all of them.
Jen's usually driving in the car.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So we see,
the
like,
last
her
time
drink.
We had her coffee, yeah, right, exactly.
Or like the ceiling of
hey,
the
you
car.
Got to see me at the end. That was a grand finale. I went from a pink cup to a face, so that was pretty good.
Right, exactly. All right, so...
I did work on my Zoom setup, though, over this past weekend, and I'm now ready to go. I'm ready for the full...
Ready
yeah.
for the next
mm-hmm.
one.
Because okay. usually I'm handheld, so I've actually got it all down now.
Have you hit the touch up my appearance?
No,
button?
But I like that.
A friend of mine who...
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, a friend of mine who's a teacher, she discovered it, and it's a little checkbox under the settings, and it says touch up my appearance. She was like, I'm never doing anything ever again on Zoom that isn't with the touched up appearance. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So now all of
awesome.
Us are using it. Yeah.
Really? All right. There is, if we weren't rocky enough about California, now there's a suggestion in San Francisco that if you're 16 and in high school, you can vote.
Why
Who
not?
Thinks that's a good idea?
Well, what could go wrong?
How about you? Yeah. Why not have a 3-year-old?
I couldn't
vote?
Even decide to wear what wear on free dress Fridays in high school. You know, as a Catholic school,
free dress
those
Friday.
All the time. Yeah, free dress Friday.
You have to wear the uniform.
It's a big drama. Yeah, mm-hmm. When you were a senior, that was one of the perks of your senior year is free dress Friday. My mom still has PTSD because it was not good.
Really?
Yeah. Well, imagine a 16-year-old girl. I was 16 when I was a senior. Trying to figure out how to represent herself after 4 days of the week wearing a uniform. I mean, that's some heavy drama right there. All right, San Francisco residents will cast ballots in November to determine if the elections should also have the voice of 16 and 17-year-olds included in local elections. There was a similar measure introduced in 2016 that failed with 48% of the vote, but local activists and organizers are now confident that it's going to pass this time, but it probably will. According to Crystal Chan, who's 18 and an organizer for Vote 16 San Francisco, said, I really think that Vote 16 will help youth of color in San Francisco establish the habit of voting at an earlier age and really provide them with the support and the resources they need to continue building on that habit as they grow older. If the proposition passes, San Francisco would become the first major American city to give 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote. Vote in municipal elections. So not necessarily for the federal presidential elections, but for municipal elections. But What would be improved is the question by lowering the voting age by 2 years. And according to these young people behind this movement, they say that voting is a habit and 16 is a better time than 18 to establish that habit. That's the argument from Vote 16's campaign manager. Now, the debate is getting some renewed attention. Some smaller cities have allowed people as young as 16 to vote in local elections. In Tacoma Park, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, city officials say they've seen positive results since its implementation in 2013, pointing to increased youth engagement and higher turnout. At the federal level, lowering the voting age hasn't picked up the traction that would be necessary to get it through, but it does have some bipartisan support in Congress, according to this report. There's a representative, Grace Meng, out of New York, who has said she's long advocated for the issue and introduced a constitutional amendment back in 2018 to lower the voting age nationwide to 16.
So here's my problem with this, one of many problems with this. Children are not taught, and they are children at the age of, I don't care whether you think they're teenagers or not, but they're still children, especially today. The immaturity quotient is huge. When you're 16 back 100 years ago, you had responsibility. You had to make it a lot of times on your own. So you kind of knew what was going on. Kids today who are 16, my relationship with any youngsters who are that age finds me wondering how they're ever going to mature, frankly. They don't know anything about anything. They have no practical way. Nobody knows how to fix anything anymore. From the simplest thing, they always, okay, so there's a kid that works for me on the farm. Great kid. 17 years old, takes care of the calves. But whenever he has the slightest problem, he calls me and asks me what to do, which is okay the first time. I'd rather have him ask me so that I would, you know, he doesn't know, so I'll help him to figure it out and move on. But when he calls over little things that just, if anybody used common sense, they could figure out, and I say that to him. And sometimes, most of the time, in loving ways. Once in a while, it's not so loving. But, yeah, it's indicative. And he has his friends come visit the farm, and that's kind of cool. These girls that are his friends come and look at the cows and look at the calves, and they love coming there. But they don't know anything about animals. They don't know anything about...
Well, this, most people don't.
Well, but
I grew up with horses, but okay, but how does that, like, just saying that young kids don't know anything about animals and they shouldn't vote? I don't get it.
No, I'm talking about the impracticality of children and their lives today. They're not taught anything about civics in schools. They don't know how the government works. They don't have a sense of maturity that comes with, and frankly, one of my big problems with it is that the teachers are so, we have this, a liberal base that is not, we've got too much politics in schooling, whether it's liberal or conservative, has no place, or Republican or Democrat, doesn't have any place in school.
See, and I think that's what you nailed on. It's not necessarily about kids asking for help on the farm or doing that. That's how kids learn. So I wouldn't hold that necessarily accountable.
Right.
It might be annoying, but that's how people learn, is by asking questions. And I'd actually rather have someone who asks a lot of questions and no questions.
Yep, I would too.
At all.
Yep.
But I would say what's happening is that because kids are vulnerable, because civics is not taught, because we kind of are given a revisionist history now as part of the school system, what you're creating is a bunch of robots for the unions. And that's what you're going to get if you open up a voting block. And I think that's
right.
What people realize is that you're going to have even more people, not just teachers and the teachers union, but the teachers union would love this, and they'll probably throw a lot of money behind it because they can weaponize a new voting block.
Let's think about a couple of things here. How extremes on either side work. Extreme conservatism and extreme liberalism. I'm sure we can point to things in either of sector, extreme conservatism, extreme liberalism. When I think about extreme liberalism and what it's doing or not doing, I just look at California. Extreme liberalism there is ruining the state extraordinarily fast, quickly, down the tubes it's going because of the liberal freedom. Liber in Latin means free, and having freedom is what we are all about. So the fact that liberal is misused, as is conservative, actually, but I, for the purpose of the conversation, liberal thinking is what I think has ruined that state, as conservative, ultra-conservative thinking has ruined some of the states in the South. or Southeast. I think that, and maybe you can apply it to other things. I'm just talking about politics right now. Maybe you can apply it to other parts of lives, of all of our lives. Extremism on any end, either end, if you're talking about politics or this sort of thing, is dangerous. And we got way too much of it in many places in our country to the point where it is, and we have too many people. I mean, look at all the problems around the world and how they're being, approached. The problems of global warming or what it's doing to the, all of these things that we talk about every day. COVID is, you know, a result in the manner of speaking, the political ramifications of the Chinese communists, but, you know, the fact that there are people, I'm free, I don't have to wear a mask, and I don't have to do social distancing, I don't wanna, so I don't have to. You know, it's kind of, it's that selfish, maybe that's the word I'm looking for, selfish thinking, that brings about many of these problems that we're talking about, and to use, to have that flow into the voting system? Wow. No thanks. I'm not interested. I wouldn't support that. As a matter of fact, I think I'd work. Normally, I just kind of, other than what's on the air, there are very few things that I work for. I'm working on a project in my community to get the Community Preservation Act passed. I've been a strong advocate of that, saving land and historical places and, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's because I have that as a perspective. That is a priority. What do kids have as priorities today, or even some adults? It's always what's on the device. It's always what we can watch on TV. And we're mesmerized. These things are like we've made robots in terms of what we think. Do we individually think? How many people do you know, either of the two of you, Victoria or Jennifer, who you really can say actually think for themselves and they don't go along with their girlfriends or guy friends or whatever just because it's easier to go along and get along than to disrupt the thinking process? Yes or no?
I don't have anybody in my group of friends that's just, you know, a lemming. Everybody is an individual thinker, and we challenge each other constantly. We don't all agree on everything at all.
Good.
But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to be around people who don't think for themselves.
I know a lot of people
I'm drawn to.
Who are Democrats or Republicans, they don't want to be around others.
I have a lot of friends who don't think. It's not about not thinking for themselves. I just have a lot of friends who are apolitical and who want to think about other things, and they don't want to be distracted by politics. So I actually have a pretty significant number of those people in my life. And
all right. Well,
I don't know. It's not that they're not strident in other areas. It's that on purpose, because things, I think it depends on where you are, but in California, things are so crazy and
they are
pushed to, I mean, it's like, I keep saying it's
warped,
like the boomerang, like everything is so pushed to the left that you, at some point it's going to bounce back to the middle.
Right.
But I think I have a lot of friends who just don't want to trouble themselves with it. And it's not that they probably are not going to vote with me. They're probably actually going to vote for Democrats, for Joe Biden this time around, but they're not necessarily paying attention to it all the time because it's just too much because you're inundated. So they tune out.
Speaking of Biden, our clip of the day today is a focus on how much Russia is actually interfering in our elections. We talked about the, we all of us have our opinions. Pretty much they're in sync. How much is Russia actually interfering? The story behind the story is at the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. That's where the clips of the day are every day. And you can follow us as well all day, every day, if you go to djvshow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Betty, I won't make assumptions about why you switched your homeroom, but I think it's 'cause of me. Betty, one time I was riding.
So this is a Taylor Swift song called Betty. You ladies recognize this, Jennifer Victoria. Mm-hmm. On the DJV program. Do you know this song?
Yeah, I like it. It's from her new album, Folklore. It's good. I like it. It's very kind of this tempo. It's like, it's very mellow for her.
Folklore, is that doing to suggest that it's like folk music?
Yeah, it's folky.
But she's going to be on the Academy of Country Music Awards show this week.
Yeah.
And she's going to sing this song. And
it's the most country sound that she's had in a long time. So I'm not surprised country music is playing it.
Yeah. Well, in August, Swift, who's a two-time ACM Entertainer of the Year winner, announced introduced Betty, by the way, on country radio, shared the meaning behind her single, which revealed the name of Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' third daughter, Betty, who was born in October of last year. Last time she made an appearance at the ACM Awards was in 2015. So I want more of the story. What's the story of Betty, and why is she singing about a baby that came from Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds?
Well, those are her good friends, and so she used their two kids' names, James and Betty and Inez, the three kids. So she uses those names as characters in the song. But it's basically a 17-year-old boy named James. He's in high school. He cheats on Betty and then tries to get her back. So that's what the story is. Each song on Folklore is about a different story. That's why it's kind of all.
She's a good storyteller, I think, that's for
she
sure.
She is, yeah.
Her own stories. So when you're 17 and you cheat on somebody, is the inference that it's kids cheating? Or is there an adult's perception to cheating even when you're 17?
I think it can be about kissing someone else or being a boyfriend to someone else. It doesn't have to always be sexual, but it can certainly be sexual, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the songs, Doug, and I know that you know that area of Rhode Island where where Taylor has that house, Watch Hill, I think it is, right?
Watch Hill. Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
So she has a really cool song on Folklore that's the history of her house.
Oh,
and
really?
I never knew that there was a really storied history to Holiday House, which is the house that she owns. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. I was down there a few years ago.
Great story.
It's a beautiful area. It's a great, great area. All right, so that's the Taylor Swift moment. for today on the DJV program, coming up on 26 after the hour. Next up is Kelly Clarkson, who has dropped some hints about her first album since she filed for the Big D. She says the whole record is basically every emotion I've experienced from the beginning of a relationship to the end and what is now. She's leaving Brandon Blackstock. What was his story? Been married 7 years.
Blake Shelton's manager?
Ah.
And his stepmother was Reba, but then Reba got divorced too. So Kelly and Reba, I think, are still friendly.
They're pretty tight.
Yeah.
What, Kelly and Reba?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Kelly's kids call Reba grandma.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
They're two pretty authentic characters, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that they would find each other. She says this next record will probably be the most personal one I've ever released. Very therapeutic for me, very honest. She's keeping most of the details under wrap, for now at least, including if there's any date she has in mind to release it. She did reveal that her children are big fans of one of the songs. She says, there's one of my children singing in the car. I've never written about my life to where my children are singing along. For now, while they like the song, Clarkson said they're too young to understand what it's all about. They're 4 and 6. She explains that her daughter River Rose and her son Remington Alexander are, well, you can see kids get into a beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, my grandson does that. Clarkson came to her own defense last month after a Twitter troll claimed that her marriage didn't work because of her various commitments. Wow, she wrote on Twitter, shaming a woman who...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 35 people are dead and millions of acres burned in wildfires across the West, the majority of deaths in California. President Trump will be in California today to get a first-hand look at the devastation. Meanwhile, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says the Trump administration isn't doing enough to help the state.
Leadership at the very top needs to be earlier, stronger. And from the president, I wish that we would get as much attention, not based on an electoral map, but just purely on being Americans.
He was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Tropical Storm Sally churning towards the northern Gulf Coast. It's expected to gain strength before making landfall late tonight or early tomorrow as a Category 1 or 2 hurricane. Mandatory evacuations in place for parts of southern Mississippi. The governor there has told residents the time to get out is now. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Kanye West will not be appearing on the Wisconsin ballot for president this November. That's because West missed the deadline of filing his papers by 14 seconds. He appealed it. A judge, though, said the clock rang five times at the moment 5 p.m. arrived on that day, and he equated it to a clock hitting midnight. West's campaign argued it actually had until 5:01 p.m. to file. It's arguing that the Wisconsin Elections Commission interfered by also locking the doors at 5 p.m. Hollywood is looking to Wisconsin ahead of the November election. The cast of Parks and Recreation, the NBC sitcom, will host a cast reunion and Q&A on Thursday, an event that will be live-streamed to anyone who donates to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. It's the second big-name Hollywood reunion for Democrats in that state. The cast of The Princess Bride reunited yesterday in their own bid to raise money for Democrats and get out the Democratic vote in the Badger State. And Nintendo is bringing back one of the first successful gaming devices from the 80s, the updated version of the Game and Watch device. Originally, users could only play one game per handheld device, but with the update, they can now play three, Super Mario Brothers Ball and Super Mario Brothers The Lost Levels. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Again, on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, trying to bring you out of the fear zone. There's a very good new book, ladies, that causes one, as you think, as you read it, to think. It's called The Science of Fear. The author reveals the approach that a lot of politicians use, and advertisers too, actually, things that will get you to say, especially the people that are advertising drugs. Now that I've become a druggie, I'm paying more attention to some of these drugs. They create, the advertising executives create a problem, a crisis. The news people create a crisis of fear. And then if they're, you know, the advertising people, they have a solution to the problem. That's what I say when I talk to advertisers. What problems do you have that I can help you solve on the air by telling a story about your product? I get that.
But what's happening?
I think that you need to tell people why you're a druggie because you started off there.
Yeah, you're not a druggie.
It's kind of a weird statement. Mm-hmm. Like you just. Like you're trying to out yourself as a silent cry for help or something, or maybe not so silent cry.
I had taken great pride in telling people whenever I was asked. I didn't go around telling people with my stick. I'm really this great guy. But what came about whenever I would see a physician, the first question they always ask, or the nurse always asks, is what meds are you on? And I would say none. And they would look at me and look at my chart. Well, you're that age and you're not on any meds. We don't have any patients who are your age who aren't on meds. So I took great pride in that until I had the TIA a week and a half ago. And now I can't say that because I'm on a statin and I'm on a blood thinner. And many people who are listening are the same. So that I guess I can identify more with you. I know one thing. I don't like my stomach is getting upset. I've taken the stuff. I don't like that. And there are a few muscle cramps and stuff that I'm having to sort of adjust to. I don't like that much either. But, you know, as I think about the drugs that are advertised on television and all of them that are aimed at this particular problem or many others, how distorted statistically they are, how exaggerated they are. And the same is true. You look at the Sunday morning news. Well, news shows, scratch news. Those interview shows where there's always a gotcha, trying to get who and what. I thought it was interesting that on one of the Sunday morning shows, I forget which one it was, I was reading a review of it when this fellow who was on with, his name is Peter Navarro, he was on, I think, with CNN.
He was on with Jake Tapper.
Oh, Jake, okay. Well, you want to tell that story?
He went. Oh, no, go ahead. I was just telling you where he was this weekend.
Well, there are a lot of people who are being interviewed about Bob Woodward's new book. A lot of the Trumpsters, well, a lot of other people don't like Trump, too, that you know, the promotion for it is everywhere, and we're gonna get the real story on Trump. There's nothing really in there, and all it is the same kind of thing as far as I can see. From the same perspective as what's-his-face, who did the book a couple of months ago, and there was nothing really to it except a lot of hoopla. And so here, this Woodward book, Rage, and there's a picture of Trump on the cover of it, and it's just more of the same stuff.
Does it get your blood pressure going? Because I've got a story about blood pressure.
Actually...
And hold on, wait.
Because we've just meandered for 8 minutes.
That is the queen of segues right there. Usually I like to take that one, but no,
waiting for it to end.
What I wanted to do...
Usually I'm like, speaking of, but that was excellent, Victoria. That was excellent.
Oh, calm down, the two of you, for God's sakes. The wholesale lying to people, creating fear, that's what this book is about. Okay. From that, yes, and it does create a lot of stress in people. I think it's unnecessary.
Well, a lot of people are very stressed out right now, and this new study shows that a growing percentage
of Americans...
Oh,
there's a study you want to talk about? Good. Yeah.
So a growing percentage of Americans have uncontrolled high blood pressure, and so that's actually what that means is that the nation is essentially losing ground in the fight against heart disease. Yeah. Hypertension is the official word for uncontrolled high blood pressure. It's often called the silent killer. It's one of the major risk factors for numerous severe illnesses. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. People don't talk about it enough, but way more than any other cancer, heart disease kills women more than it does men. Heart disease it's serious with men as well, but for whatever reason, I think women hold stress in, and women tend to just carry more stress with them in general, and so that is certainly related.
Why is that? Is that just a feminine persona? Why do women hold on to that sort of thing? Do they not?
Because here's the thing. My theory is that men worry about things that involve themselves, and mm-hmm. I think women are nurturers by nature.
Yeah.
Could be a rap band. And we take on a lot of stress from things. I mean, I can't tell you. It's so silly because there is nothing. I mean, I guess maybe there are some things I could do to control it. But the story about the deputies this past weekend that got shot and that were not allowed to get into the hospital because of protesters. I was feeling sick all weekend. Now, that didn't touch me personally, but it was a source of stress for me. I was upset by it. I couldn't. I can't believe how people can be so inhumane, and it bothered me.
You personify a lot of this stuff too.
I know. I suck in all the stress, and my family and my friends, and you know, as much as it's silly, like when you were sick, I feel like I take that on, and that's not something that you or anyone else does to me. It's just something that I do myself that I'm trying to work on. But certainly, that's why I think.
Well, a lot of women do that.
And I think a lot of women do. I'm not alone, for sure.
That's because women are born with empathy and men are not. There are so many studies
I think I'm very empathetic.
You think you are, but sometimes you think you're being empathetic and you're not.
No, really? Again, right? What would be an example?
You know that empathetic means, like, to put yourself in someone else's shoes.
You don't do that. You have sympathy. You have sympathy for people sometimes, but you do not. I would not categorize it as empathy.
But you're the one who just went, Bob Saget, I don't know, he must be sick or something. He looks terrible.
Right. That's not empathy.
You have to be empathetic about everybody.
Right. Well, anyway, but what I'm saying is there are numerous studies that start with birth. And, you know, if a girl baby in the nursery in the hospital hears another baby crying, that girl baby automatically starts to cry and the boys never do. That's literally the studies. Yeah, because women are born with empathy. We hear someone else's pain and we react to it. And so that as we grow older and a lot of women become mothers and they worry about their children and they have other things that they add on to their plates, I think a lot of women hold stress
in. I think you can be empathetic toward things. Sometimes it's easier to do things or animals, for example. I've known some women well, who weren't real empathetic toward other human beings, but were very empathetic toward them.
Great with horses.
Yeah. So maybe that figures into you were saying I wasn't. I think I am as well when it comes to animals.
Here's the thing. I think it's about you kind of channel yourself, and Victoria, you could probably speak to this too. I think women, it's not about the woo-woo channeling, but like you can feel, at least I can feel other people's emotions. So like when someone is around me and I can feel that they're stressed, I'll say something, and maybe I might say it to my dad or to Jeff, and I'll say, ooh, something's going on. He's like, what are you talking about? They were fine. But I can feel something that's off that is lost on them.
Call it women's intuition.
Body language.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Women are a lot more perceptive about emotions than men are. And, you know, men, if it's not staring them in the face, this is not an intelligence thing. The smartest men I know, you kind of have to like point them in the direction of, look at this, this is happening over here and it's not right in front of your face, but this is happening. You know, it's just men are biologically wired to think more about themselves first and less about the community around them.
I'm looking at a story. I was interested in this lady, Ginger Z. You know her? She's the weather forecaster on Good Morning America. And apparently she's been talking a lot about her own attempts to take her own life. She has been battling anorexia. And that's partially, I look at that, and I go back to what I was thinking and the stress that's created by the media suggesting in this case that everybody, an attractive woman is skinny. You know, what an attractive man is, and you fill in the blank. So we have these preconceived notions of what we're supposed to say, think, do, what we're supposed to look like, all that stuff is part of it. And I think that creates huge stress on all of us. So maybe if that's the case, if that profile fits you, maybe you take, now that we know what the suggestion is from that poll, Victoria, what do we do to fix it? What does the study suggest we do to fix it?
The study is saying that not enough people are being treated for high blood pressure. And the other part of the problem is in many cases, people who have hypertension are only given one medication, where there's actually a combination that are supposed to be given together, more like a cocktail. Yeah. So they say that they consider hypertension to be under control if the top number is lower than 140 and the bottom number is lower than 90. That's borderline. That's still,
do you know what your blood
great.
Pressure is, the two of you?
Yeah, I mean,
mine fluctuates all the time.
Mine fluctuates too, yeah.
It fluctuates, but there's a norm, there's something in the middle.
I don't have a baseline. To be honest, my anxiety is so scorched. I should be the one listening to this. My anxiety is so off the charts that I couldn't tell you that I have a set blood pressure at all. It's always different every time I go to a doctor.
My blood pressure was high when I had my physical a month ago, and so I bought they wanted to put me on meds, and I was like, there's no way I'm doing that unless I go to a cardiologist. I'm not messing around with that. But anyway, I bought a blood pressure cuff, and I was taking it every day, and it changes throughout the day. Like in the morning, my blood pressure is higher because I wake up and I don't drink coffee, but I wake up and we're talking and it's 3 hours straight of adrenaline, so my blood pressure in the morning is a lot higher. In the afternoon, it mellows out a lot.
Yeah.
And so at night, I think it also goes down.
There's
so
also a physiological reason for that, too. I think I read a story about how people are higher in the morning than...
Yes, they are. That's true.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're always higher in the morning. I'm, knock on wood, very fortunate that I don't have high blood pressure. And so many of the other people that I know...
I should get the cuff. You're onto something with that, Victoria, because I only use it, like, if I go to my mom's house.
Monitor.
She's got one.
That's your Ken Kronhaus, the cardiologist who's on this program. He'd tell you, you should have a good monitor and be aware of what your body
is. I check my pulse and my oxygen now, because I bought the oximeter when I was going
through
COVID,
good.
Which
that's
I
good.
Totally recommend. So you can... It gives your pulse and it gives your oxygen level. If you're sick, it's good because it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
But, I need to... I should get a blood pressure cuff.
But with the cuff, you also have to remember that, you know, there are certain things that people do that throw off the reading. Like, you're not supposed to take it within a few hours of eating. I mean, who knew that eating can throw off your blood pressure, but it does. Mm-hmm. And you have to actually sit quietly for 5 full minutes before you take the reading, which most people don't do. They, you know, if they're in the pharmacy, they'll run over to the chair and sit down.
Right.
And let the thing,
and
you know, no one does it really the right way, so you have to do it. Yeah.
Right. Kind of silly that that's why they do it at the beginning of a doctor's appointment. You would think they do it at the end.
Yeah, right,
well,
exactly.
I will say this. Good doctors, and Dr. Ken will probably tell you this, good doctors will not put a cuff on you until the end of your visit, because you have more time to relax, you've talked out what your problems are, and then your blood pressure naturally drops.
Or
as soon as anybody walks into a doctor's office, your blood pressure is up.
You take it at the beginning and show what it's like under anxiety circumstances, and then it's a lesson for people. Okay, you're relaxed now. Let's take your blood pressure again. So you see how that works. And that's part of what we discuss the most recent Your Hidden Power show at yourhiddenpowershow.com is a focus on your body and your mind and whether or not it's out of balance, mostly because of the COVID, but there are plenty of other things that get your yin and your yang out of balance. And we talk about that, dark and light, the sun and moon, male and female, all about the balances that we're talking about here, frankly. Get that? And it's another good one that we recently posted at yourhiddenpowershow.com, which is basically suggesting get ready for the changes in your life that come as a result of the change in seasons. That's another thing that changes our physical and our emotional makeup, whether you know it or you don't. Stay healthy, check it out, get different points of view. Again, the podcast and the show, most recent one, and you get them in order there. Check them out at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, time for us to feast or dine on info from the Money Pit. Money Pit is the home improvement radio program heard all around the country. It's actually a lifestyle. Tommy the K lives and breathes and sleeps this. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the program, here with us as usual to discuss some of the things that are paramount to people this time of year. Here we go, starting to think about fall.
Yep.
All right, here's a... yeah, it is. A listener named Sean asks you, Tom,
yep,
about parking the car inside the garage.
Concept, that is.
Apparently got a lot of stuff in the garage. A lot of people do. They junk up their garage. So is there an organizational chart he can follow?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the garage is an unusual place because if you think about it, Doug, it's the one place where you store toys and toxins in the same space. So you've got to be organized with it. You got to make sure the chemicals and the toys and the tools are all stored separately and with respect to the chemicals and the tools beyond the reach of the kids. Larger stuff should be kept out of the parking zone, and the heavy stuff should be at a level that you're not going to hurt your back. And when you've done a big clean out, you need to determine what stuff needs to stay and what stuff needs to go. And I always think that one area of the garage that people avoid or miss is the area up high, right? So if you can get tools that are stored up on hooks up high, you can get shelving that's up high that maybe for that long-term storage. It's always a good idea to do that. And if you do have racks up against the wall, make sure they're anchored to the wall because kids love to climb shelves.
Yeah.
And that's all important. So it's a good time to do it right now. We're doing seasonal changes. You know, we're getting rid of the stuff that we used in the summer. We're moving towards the stuff we're going to need in the fall and the winter. So good opportunity to empty that thing all the way out. And I'll tell you, whenever you empty your room all the way out, it always becomes that much easier to organize it because you realize you don't have to put all that stuff back and you end up getting rid of a bunch of it.
All right, a lot of information at the Money Pit podcast and the Money Pit newsletter. I noticed that you were talking about squeaky floors. Do floors squeak and things happen in the house depending on the season? Do you have more squeaky when there's heat on and stuff than you do in the summer?
Yeah, I mean, like in the summer, especially if you don't have central air, you'll get a lot of swelling of the doors, and so you'll get doors that will stick. But in terms of the floors, you know, what happens with the floors when they squeak, there's a couple of ways that floors squeak. Usually it's because the nails that were used to attach the subfloor to the floor joints get stuck in the up position, so to speak. The nails are rosin coated, and so when you drive them in, they stick, right? But then when time goes by, they loosen up and they pick up a little bit. But when you step on it, it pushes back in. So if you think about it, a rosin is what's used to coat like a bow on a musical instrument. Well, it coats these nails to make them a little bit sticky, give them more friction, and then they get driven back into the joist. That makes a terrible squeak sound. And then sometimes the tongue in the groove between plywood sheeting will make that same sound. So the fix, though, is to resecure the floor to the floor joist. And the best way to do that is with the case-hardened screws that are so common today. You see those in home centers and hardware stores. They're called drywall screws sometimes. And instead of having nails attached the subfloor to the floor joist, you just drive screws in. And there's a little trick of the trade, Doug. If you have carpet, you can also find that loose spot on top of the carpet, and you can drive a finish nail. I like to use the galvanized one because they have like a rough surface to it. You could drive a finish nail through wall-to-wall carpet and then use a nail set to pop it through the material and then pull the carpet back up over the head, kind of brush it with your hand, and you won't see it. So sometimes you don't even have to take the carpet up to fix the squeak.
If you pound it in, just go down to the edge of the carpet, and when you go to pull the carpet up, good luck.
It works. Just don't use a common nail.
Okay. All right. So now, here is a fellow named, I like the Christopher Marsha, living in Illinois. Mm-hmm. We bought an old home, and the old house is paneled, is the way to fill the gaps in the paneling so you can paint. I just came across that stuff this weekend. It's that you use to fill up holes in wood. So that's probably what you're going to recommend, right?
Well, first of all, paneling is not designed to be filled, Marsha. So, not a good idea. You can't, trowel on some wood filler or spackle or something and fill the grooves in the paneling. What you can do, though, is you can prime it and you can paint it. And it actually looks pretty good painted. I know so many old homes still have paneling and people don't like to see it. But if you can't remove it, which, by the way, is always a possibility, the problem is with paneling, Doug, is that sometimes when people put the paneling up, they use like an adhesive between the paneling and the walls.
And it dries out.
And it tears the walls apart. I think the easy fix on that is just to do a good quality paint.
Same thing with ceiling tiles?
You can paint ceiling tiles. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Okay, there you have it. Here's the song. What is this, Painted Black or something? This is a good one for us. Tom Kreidler, MoneyPit.com. Check out the podcast, the newsletter, the whole deal. This is the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.